made it open, you could see a car a quarter of a mile.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What, talking about those rail fences, were they, did you put them go with nails or anything?
No, sir, just crisscross and let them go.
How'd they
They stand. You couldn't hardly tail one of them down.
But there weren't any nails?
No nails, none whatsoever.
They were just stacked on top of each other?
Uh-huh.
What if a cow leaned on one of them? It wouldn't fall over?
No, it wouldn't fall. Uh-uh. Don't worry.
I guess just the way they zigzagged.
Yeah, the way they zigzagged and the weight of it up there and all.
Kind of reinforced.
Yeah, it isn't cold.
What, was there any other kind of fencing that people had besides rail fencing?
No, but some people, you'd find a little piece of wire fence, but not very much. Might be a roll that eventually got to where they'd buy them a roll of wire when the timber got them sort of scared and didn't think about it. They'd probably buy them a roll of wire and they start you at this place and go down the length of the roll of wire and then take them rails up there and double them back on the other rail fence.
And they did that when the timber got...
That kind of scarce where you couldn't split it. You couldn't split just any of it.
I see. What kind of wire fencing was that?
That was, they called it a net wire.
Net wire?
Uh-huh.
Is that what this would be?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That way. Is there any other kind of wire? Well, what do people use nowadays besides that?
They mostly use barbed wire now.
I noticed you got one of those on the side of that house. Is that hooked up?
Uh-uh. No, it's not hooked up now. You use electric wire. I've put that up there for a dog. Go in there and get my wife chicken feed and turn it over and tie the sack, turn the garbage can over and spill it. And I got tired of that foolishness. I don't know who he was, so I just put my electric fence down there. And just one trip done him in and hadn't been back.
He popped him one time, huh?
Yeah. I used to have hogs up there and cows too. Man, they didn't fool with that thing but one time.
Could it hurt a person?
It'd make you hurt yourself. It wouldn't hurt you, but you'll move when you get to old, are you?
Yes, you're kind of smart.
Yeah.
Did people have these little white fences that they might have around a yard, a garden, just kind of looks?
Yeah, call them a picket fence.
Is that what they were referred for, just for looks?
Uh-huh, mostly.
In this part of the country, did people ever make fences or walls out of loose stone or rock?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Do you remember where about?
Well, while they wasn't out in the country now, these towns, I've seen them in cities where they'd, I reckon they would either brick up, wall it up with that and then fill in, make it level, make the yard level. Or either they would cut it down and pack them up there like that fella did on them brick there to keep it from washing and hold the water back and make it level. There's some in Montgomery. But as far as a fence, I ain't never seen a fence built out of them. Well, I have seen them across the front of the houses up probably about 2 foot high. Rock to get out of the river and out of the hills. They can dob them up there and throw mud and stuff, mortar mix, cement, and between the top of the cracks, even falling down. But you don't see it around here nowhere.